With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Lester Gorham has lived in Florida for more than 25 years, but his ninth novel shows that he is still breathing the steel mill smoke of his native Pittsburgh. Set in 1909, Gorham's novel is Mrs. Beautiful, the tale of a young woman from West Virginia who heads to the big city, Pittsburgh, where she fights her way from poverty by selling corsets, which allegedly have magical properties. Gorham's heroine is caught up in a bitter strike as she aspires to the world of Diamond Jim Brady.
I thought I would capture the city in its essence, what it was, the kind of clash of Robert Barron mentality and extraordinarily humanistic ideals.
Mrs. Beautiful is poetic, mystical, and captures the nostalgia of turn-of-the-century Pittsburgh. The novel was published by the New Horizon Press of New Jersey, a small publishing firm headed by Joan Dunphy, a former student of Lester Gorham's at the University of Miami, where Gorham is head of the creative writing program. Isaac Bashevis Singer is a distinguished professor at the University of Miami, and Gorham helps translate Singer's work from Yiddish into English.
He really, Don, can do it himself. He doesn't really need me, but he thinks he needs me. So I translate from Singer's English into a kind of more general English.
In fact, Gorham sees himself as a kind of clerk.
I insist on calling myself a secretary. He doesn't like it. He thinks that I'm some kind of translator.
While Lester Gorham's novels have a literary tone, he did turn out two original paperbacks, commercial novels of an American Jewish family.
I don't think those books did my reputation any good, such as it was. I don't think they did me any good. I think I worked too hard.
Gorham says it took 4 years to write the paperbacks when it should have taken 8 months. Lester Gorham's newest novel is Mrs. Beautiful, published by the New Horizon Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.